Some Wisconsin towns are trying to prevent dairy farms in their community from expanding, but dairy lobbying organizations are pushing for the creation of state laws to stop local governments from creating their own farm regulations. The largest of these farms, Concentrated Animal Feeding Operations, also known as CAFOs, have especially seen some of the most significant growth around Green Bay. John McCracken covers the industrial agriculture meat industry for Investigate Midwest. John, thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Okay, so you talked to at least one resident specifically at the beginning of your piece in a town where CAFO is expanding. Can you tell us where that town was in Wisconsin and what did they say about the situation in their community?
Yeah, so they are located in Ledgeview, Wisconsin, which is very close to Green Bay. Ledgeview is one of those residential suburban communities that we see in Wisconsin that's growing a lot. It's a suburb and encroaching upon that mainly agricultural land. One thing that was really interesting with the woman I spoke to in Ledgeview, she was very familiar with agriculture and grew up with family members who were farming. But when moving to Ledgeview, she was expecting to kind of live next to a farm, which was fine. But when it was a farm of thousands of cows, that becomes an issue due to manure runoff. When there's a lot of animal waste that gets spread on fields or collected, it can cause problems.
What types of laws are in place protecting or regulating these CAFOs that there's this debate about right now?
Wisconsin has a permitting process through the Department of Natural Resources where if you are a farm of over a certain amount of animal units, you will be considered a concentrated animal feeding operation, and you have to get certain permits due to wastewater and manure runoff and things like that. The state also has the Wisconsin Livestock Siting Law, which it was created in 2004. It essentially sets blanket state standards for how agricultural facilities are zoned. It prevents local governments from denying that expansion and provide a statewide set of rules for all local governments to adopt.
It seems like the towns and residents really don't want the dairy farms to expand, but with fewer small farms operating, it seems like these expansion efforts are only going to become more prevalent. Is that the case?
Well, the dairy industry has been consolidating for the past 20 years in Wisconsin, and the farms that are sticking around are getting bigger. Looking at what the dairy industry is and does when it comes to products and that consolidation that I had mentioned earlier, it's a business decision. You know, I definitely have talked to a lot of farmers who say that they are just doing what they have to do to sort of survive in the industry. And a lot of the times that means that they have to get bigger. And when you get bigger, these problems can happen.
Have there been any towns or residents that have been successful in stopping the rapid growth of these CAFOs or farms?
There have definitely been some communities in the western part of Wisconsin that have gotten creative with how they approach this. And this is an ongoing dispute on the western side of Wisconsin in communities around like Polk County and communities in Eureka and Lake Town, Wisconsin. So these smaller municipalities adopted a operational ordinance. It included language about waste and odor and tracking of nitrogen and animal waste runoff and things of that nature. And this has more recently turned into another legal dispute on the western side of the state. So, I mean, there are some towns that have been successful in getting creative with how they approach this.
John McCracken, you can read his piece at Investigate Midwest. Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.